This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Also coming up, guys, more about the Falcons and Vikings as we go behind enemy lines. Our buddy Alec Lewis from The Athletic, who covers the Vikings, is going to join us in about 15 minutes. This is an interesting matchup for us. And the Vikings right now are riding high, right? You start 0-1, it doesn't mean the end of the season, obviously. But their, you know, locker room and Mike, certainly their practices this week have been festive. They open against us on Sunday night. It's going to be crazy up there in Minnesota. But we'll get behind the enemy lines and find out how everybody's feeling about J.J. McCarthy and where he needs to improve. Look, he didn't play a perfect game. He played a perfect fourth quarter, but the game overall, there were some things he's got to improve on.
Right, and Michael Penix Jr. did miss some throws early in the first half, but then really got it dialed in. And then we said, once, you know, we saw Drake London leave, all of a sudden Kyle Pitts was a huge factor in the second half, specifically on that what should have been the game-tying drive when Kuk gacks the kick. By the way, any news on the kicking situation?
No, but I'm telling you, I think Parker Romo is going to be the guy. I said this yesterday and people were freaking out. I just feel like, and this is the only thing I'm telling you guys, why would you travel with a kicker you don't trust?
Right.
It just makes no sense. So put Parker Romo on the plane. Saturday, let's go handle business and go up there, man, and give him a shot. And, Mike, here's the thing.
But you're not going to dress two kickers.
No.
That's too
much. He changed his profile pic, guys.
Say again?
He changed his profile pic on Twitter.
Who did? Who?
Parker Romo.
What's it say?
Him kicking in a Falcons uniform.
I just think, look, those things are always interesting from a social media perspective, but I think that he's going to be the guy. And here's the other part of this.
By the way, we should change our profile pics of you and me wearing those old Sears jerseys. I got an old Ken Stabler when I was 10 years old throwing a football. Remember, that, for you younger listeners under the age of 30, there was no Dick's Sports. There was no
Mitchell and Ness.
There's no Fanatics.
Yeah.
You'd go to Sears. At the back of the catalog, you'd order your Falcons jersey. It was probably either Bartkowski or Billy White shoes, right?
There was only a couple of choices. There was only
right,
a couple
you
of choices.
Like two, if you're lucky, right.
But the other part of this is, and we'll get to a 4th-and-1 here in one sec, with Romo, Parker Romo, if he goes up there and performs well, we all feel great, but then the pressure's really on because they're not going to release Kuk yet. Guys, this again is money, and there's a lot of money involved.
It's a dead cap hit to a degree. Small, but dead.
Correct. And so I said this, don't release him, but let's go put our best foot forward. That's what I believe. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Ross says this competition was going to go on all week long. We're live inside of Twin Peaks, Chattanooga. Another listener just walked in. What's going on, man?
What's up, Joe?
Thank you for coming out here. You can more than welcome to come out and join us as well, man. Let's get to 4th-and-1.
It's time for 4th-and-1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down. Let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's the chant that will live forever.
Ever, ever, ever.
Thank you, Jerry.
Stay out for a second because this crowd has something to say.
Thank you, Jerry Jones. Packer fans chanting last night after they beat a very good Commanders team, but they handled them. And, right. of course, Micah Parsons was the guest on Amazon. I don't assume everybody has it. Maybe you didn't watch Thursday Night Football. But Parsons is the guest, and he's sitting there, and they're chanting, "Thank you, Jerry." And it was like, that's cold.
I knew Micah would be successful wherever he went.
Micah.
What's that?
Micah.
Yeah, him
made
too.
Made a commitment to Michael this spring.
It's Micah.
I feel we can't spend as much money on three really good players when I can have 52 mediocre players and two good ones.
Now, I mean, look, Jerry was – we already covered this. Should have made this move before the draft regardless. All of a sudden – and we don't want to be prisoner of the moment – but and I think Jordan Love is still not even hit the ceiling, not even close. Don't you feel Jordan missed some throws? There were two touchdowns he missed.
Oh, yeah.
He had some wide-open receivers.
He underthrew Matthew Golden.
I think Jordan Love has not even gotten close to the full potential of what he can be in the NFL. And already you've got a defense which is just all over the place. And you made Jaden Daniels, everybody's darling, the babe, the boy, look so average last night, right?
Did, nothing really happened. Jerry, by the way, speaking to the media today, and by the way.
What did I say?
Well, it's too long. Like, I want to paraphrase
this. Was that bloviating?
Very much so. But he said, in regards to Micah Parsons and the trade, it's evidence that Riverboat Gambler is back. He's talking about himself.
Wait till you see what I do with the 30th and or 31st pick in the draft, because Green Bay may probably be in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they may be.
But we'll have that first-round pick. Now, I could have had a top 10 pick
but
had
you
I moved him pre-draft.
But you did.
But I didn't do that.
He says Riverboat. He's talking in third person here, and eventually there will be sound
he's
of this.
Out of his mind.
But our buddy in Dallas, Clarence Hill, took this quote and put it out there, and now people are like, what did Jerry say? But he's talking in third person about himself, saying that he's been thrown off many times, thrown off the boat in the past. He still knows how to swim, and he's still swimming. So Jerry basically is trying to still defend this and say, look, I know you guys don't like the fact that we traded Micah Parsons, but this is who I've been, and I'm going to continue to be that gambler. So either way, but that chant was awesome last night.
I got to be honest. He's talking about getting thrown off a boat. You and I know about 50 Cowboy fans that would basically throw him an anchor right now if he fell off the boat. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, this is – we have crossed over. You and I talked about this years ago. We had Snoop Dogg on the show at the Super Bowl, and Snoop Dogg's a big Raiders fan, and we were talking about Al Davis. And I go, Snoop, it's about time somebody throws him down a flight of stairs. And Snoop goes, oh, that's code.
It is.
Would be effective, though. Because at some point, you've got to get a turn over the management to somebody who really has a clue.
A clue. Speaking of last night, Dan Quinn, our former coach, he coaches the Commanders now. Here's what he said after the game, by the way. They got beat.
Felt like we didn't find the rhythm, John, that we needed to. Really from Jump Street, didn't feel like our third downs, our conversions in that space were at a spot that we need them to be. Down the field, but I agreed the big plays were really the story in the game. I thought that, to me, was, down the field plays were the big difference. I thought overall, just a tough night in terms of style and attitude of how we want to play, identity. So we just missed the mark on those, but I don't want to – I'll give the credit to Green Bay. They played well.
Boy, that sounds familiar.
That's our boy. But Raheem has come off of Dan Quinn's coaching and post-game interviews tree.
Boy, that sounds familiar.
So you do get that. Iron sharpens iron. For what it's worth, Matt – now, you and I spoke about this for years, that we had Matt LaFleur as the quarterback's coach.
He was here.
And when Shanahan takes the 49ers job, we could have made Matt LaFleur our offensive coordinator. But Dan Quinn wasn't prepared to do that because he was still relatively green.
He was young.
But, my God, the guy's pretty sharp at what he does. Matt LaFleur is now 3-0 versus Dan Quinn. First two as a DC and now as a head coach.
Yeah,
but there is
man.
Nothing I enjoy more
yes.
than doing hard with good people.
I heard Stakey chirping today. A lot of folks feel the command is taking a step back this year. You buy that? Because that was kind of one of the narratives that the Commander's going to take a giant leap backwards.
I do no research. It's so much easier.
Everybody, we know Stake. Everybody can't do what Green Bay did last night.
Right.
Defensively.
But their O-line, the Commander's O-line needs some help. But just like us, there's nowhere to find any help right now. Whoever you got on your roster, that's it.
Well, and Mike, we talked about, or at least, I mentioned the fact that defensively, this is one of the worst run-stop teams last year. They had issues, man.
Right.
And the thing is, I don't know if this proceeds, continues through the rest of the season, but we'll see. Dan Quinn, if anybody's going to figure it out, it's Dan Quinn. Meanwhile, I want you to hear from Patrick Mahomes. Big matchup this weekend and 4th-and-1.
Who do you like?
Well, I like the Eagles.
I don't want to –
I like the Eagles.
I know everybody wrote off the Chiefs as if they're done. And it's like they'll never get back to the
Super
Bowl.
I'm not saying they're going to beat them 50-0.
No, but I mean, but that defense. But here's the thing, though. Jalen Carter without Jalen Carter, it was hard to gauge what that defense was. Because they still have some – remember, they moved some pieces. Hassan Reddick's gone. It's not as, like, lights out of defense necessarily. Or maybe it is. We're going to find out against the Chiefs. But without the wide receivers, though, right?
Yeah, look, remember A.J. Brown really didn't do anything last week.
And you know he's hot. One target.
I feel like the Eagles are just better at this point. Once Rashee Rice gets back, once Xavier Worthy gets back, the Chiefs will look different 6-7 weeks from now.
Right.
Right now, Eagles are a better team. And I think they're just a hard out for everybody.
But don't you think that, real quick, just to double down on the Chiefs, when you get to be at that elite level, remember how the Giants would be absolutely horrible for like the first like 6 weeks of the season?
And turn it on.
And they were like Halloween or like November 1st, yep. And they go to the Super Bowl like twice with Eli Manning to beat the Patriots. Can the Chiefs do that?
Yes, because they have Patrick Mahomes. They absolutely can. Here's Mahomes talking about having to watch and learn from the Super Bowl loss.
Yeah, I mean, I watch every game after, so you have to learn from it. I mean, it sucks that you lose the game, but in order to progress and to be better next time, you have to watch it and learn from it. And so I don't know the exact amount of times, but you watch it, and then you watch it in the off season with the team and with the coaches, and then you watch it obviously this week as well. And so they had a great game plan. They played hard and did a great job of disrupting my timing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And so I have to learn from that, find ways to get the ball out of my hand. And then when the opportunities are there, I think that's something I did miss early in the game is there was opportunities to make plays. And you got to make those plays because if you don't, they're not going to allow those opportunities again.
He's right. That's the thing about the Eagles. And the problem is, again, he just doesn't have the guys right now on the outside
right. That
he trusts enough to do those things.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.